It's 1:40. For decades now, government dietary guidelines have told us to steer clear of whole milk. And for decades we listened. But now there are new questions about whether the change made us any healthier as those guidelines get set for an update. Joining us live now, foodie and food attorney Mary Beth Albright. It's so hard to know whether to follow the guidelines or not when they keep changing them.
Well, that's actually true. You know, it's funny. You said we listened. Some of us listened. Some of us didn't, right?
Right.
Some of us keep eating our whole milk and whole milk cheese. Mm-hmm. And this is a very timely topic because today the secretaries of Agriculture and HHS are actually on the Hill giving testimony at hearings about the dietary guidelines, about these very topics. So, fat has always been more controversial than the conventional wisdom that eating fat makes you fat, right? And milk is a great example of that because the fat in milk and milk proteins can actually be really beneficial for human health. And it's not the same as the saturated fat that's in other products. And this is the problem, is that when we talk about, fats and all these things, we're talking about macronutrients, not like what is really in the food when it goes into your body.
That's why a lot of pediatricians will tell you that if you have a baby, they have to have whole milk after, if you're not breastfeeding, and after formula, when you first go to milk, because there are nutrients in there that are essential for brain development.
That's right. And things that we know about through studies and things that we don't know about. And that's what's really important about what's happening right now, is that with these dietary guidelines, which are fantastic and it allows for consistency throughout the government. But the other difficult thing is that it takes studies from all over the place and it narrows them down into one document. And a lot of the studies that show that milk is beneficial and milk fats are beneficial were not incorporated into it. And reportedly, the dietary guidelines are still going to say, stay away from whole milk products.
What other changes are we expecting here? Do you know?
Well, we know that they're going to say that eggs are good to include in your diet. You shouldn't be limiting eggs anymore. And that's sort of the comparator, is if eggs are not a concern anymore for raising cholesterol, which the concern there is raising heart disease, then why is whole milk a concern? Because it does this, people reportedly say it does the same thing.
One of the questions I think for a lot of people is, should the government be making these dietary recommendations to begin with?
Well, the dietary guidelines, as I said, allow for consistency in everything from the stuff that you read in magazines and the grocery store to the doctor's advice that you get to school lunch, what's in school lunch guidelines and that kind of thing. So we need some kind of consistency across the board, or else, the Secretary of HHS is saying one thing and the Secretary of Agriculture is saying another, and you don't have people agreeing in the government. So at its best, the dietary guidelines are a great way for the government to be consistent. At its worst, it winds up being a battlefield for special interests. And so that's what we're seeing right now, is that wrestling happening.
All right. New guidelines coming. New dietary guidelines coming from the federal government. Foodie and food attorney Mary Beth Albright. Always good to see you.
Always great to see you.
Thanks, Mary Beth. It's 1:44.